Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Oliver, who has benign paroxysmal positional vertigo.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Morning, Oliver.
Sure, I'm before.
All right, yeah?
Yeah, I'm well.
Come and take yourself a seat. It's me vertigo.
Oh dear, okay.
It's a little bit dodgy, like.
Yeah.
And I'm walking.
Okay. So when did that set off?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. I woke up and, like, as I went to get up, just started losing my balance.
Gotcha. Okay, so when you were moving,
mm-hmm.
you lost your balance.
Yeah, when I'm sitting, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. All about your balance and all about the vertigo. Was there anything else that you were hoping that we would tackle today? Your general health has been okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
And your mood's been all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How's life otherwise?
Mint.
Yeah. And how's this affecting you?
The vertigo.
Yeah.
It's when I walk. Feels as though I'm walking. If I'm walking towards you, I'm going that way.
Okay, okay. Is this the first time it's ever happened?
No, it happened a tiny few years ago, but it just seems to just come.
Okay. Does anything else go along with it?
No, nothing.
No. Any thoughts as to what might be behind it?
I don't know.
No.
No idea.
You've been quite well in yourself. No discharge from your ears.
Nothing.
No change in your hearing. No buzzing at all.
The last time it happened, someone looked at me and it said it's me canal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whirlpool and it's not releasing or something, they said.
Okay.
And it must just spin and spin. That's what's
okay
doing it or something.
I'll have another look in that ear today and try and figure it out with you. Okay. Just to get a better idea of things that we need to rule out as well. So you mentioned that you're well in yourself and you've got no other symptoms. You've had no fever, no discharge from your ears at all. Okay. And this hasn't made you fall over at all?
No.
No, okay.
The first time it happened, I did fall. I went into the cupboard.
Blimey, okay. How long did it take to get better?
I got some tablets and I was finer for a few days.
Mm-hmm. What did the doctor say it was?
Vertigo.
Mm. Didn't put a name on it, didn't put a reason on it at all. But it got better within a few days.
It got better within a few days with medication.
Sure, okay. And what were you thinking that I would do to try and help you today?
Have a look at my ears.
Yeah.
And give us something that will...
So medication was what you were thinking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Work-wise, what are you doing these days?
I'm looking after our nail.
You're a carer, aren't you?
I'm a carer, yeah.
Neil's okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay. And is it just the two of you in the house? Or your mum and dad live there too as well, don't they? Yeah. You're not a smoker at all?
Yeah.
Okay. We could talk about that another time if you like, but clearly we've talked about smoking before, haven't we?
Yeah. I've cut down a bit, but I would like to stop.
Great. Do you want our help with that?
Yeah, I would.
Would you be interested in coming in and getting support from my smoking nurse
about
that?
Yeah.
Perhaps you've seen them before, I'm not sure.
I don't think I have. The one about I needed a blood test as well for my cholesterol.
Okay, we can do that at the same time. So we'll do a health check generally,
yeah.
Do your blood pressure and everything. Actually, we could maybe do your blood pressure today because it could be relevant. Can I check, do you find that you're lightheaded at all when you stand up?
It does happen, yeah.
Sometimes. Have you ever fainted?
No.
Okay, you've never had any chest pain or breathlessness or anything like that?
No, nothing.
Great, okay. So you find that when you stand up, you lurch to one side. Did we ever treat you last time and put you on the couch and try and make you dizzy?
No.
We didn't do that last time.
No.
Okay. And you find that if you're not moving, you're not dizzy?
No.
Not in the slightest, and as you mentioned before.
Sometimes now and again, I get pains in my ears, but okay. I don't know if that could be...
Is that linked with this at all?
Taking it off, I'm not sure.
No congestion at the moment, no cold symptoms or anything like that
at
the moment. Good. And you've not been travelling recently?
No.
No change in your medication. You're on paroxetine. You've been on that for quite some time, and it seems to be suiting you okay. You don't take aspirin or ibuprofen with that at all?
Nothing.
And you've never had black poo or upper tummy pain or anything like that? Great. Okay. You've been your brother's carer for how long now?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Is Neil wheelchair bound at the moment?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Does he use his crutches at all?
No, he can't walk at all. No.
He needs your support in many ways, doesn't he? Yeah. Okay. And have we done a carer's health review for you at any stage?
No. What's that?
So that's where we just go through your emotional needs and your physical needs, and sometimes people that care for others forget how much of an imposition it can be, and sometimes they forget their own health. So we just make sure that your emotional health is being looked after. So my nursing team would be very happy to help you with that. On the same lines of things, have you ever been in touch with the local carers centre in Sunderland at all?
No.
Because they can sometimes give you additional support linked to your role as a carer, make sure that you're getting the appropriate benefits, and make sure that we're looking after you in terms of giving you respite care if needs be, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So think about whether or not you need their support. If you want their support, I can give you contact details for them today.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to start by having a look in your ears and in your throat, checking your temperature. We'll also check your hearing is okay. Ears look healthy. Open your mouth. Close your mouth. Pick up your nose now. And so nasal congestion is not a problem to you, you mentioned before. So no blockage in there, no nasal polyps or anything like that. Tell me what I'm saying. I'm just going to whisper it in your ear.
21. Ninety-eight.
So your hearing's very good. Going to check your blood pressure sitting, and then we'll get you to stand up as well. Right. Your blood pressure's usually been okay, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blood pressure's perfect for sitting down. If you could stand up for me. A little vertigo when you're standing.
A little bit there.
Right, so you just felt the wheel go around a little bit. Okay. Perfect, great. So your blood pressure doesn't drop at all. Stay standing if you wouldn't mind. What I'm going to do is to ask you to put your feet together, and then put your arms out in front of you. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I won't let you fall over. Excellent. So no movement with that. You can figure out where you are in space, and you're not falling over. Right, arms down. Open your eyes. Great, perfect. I want you to walk heel to toe. So you're going to walk in a straight line, as if you were doing the tightrope. Heel to toe, heel to toe. You can look where you're walking if you want to. Nice and steady. Fantastic. That's great. That's really helpful. Now, if you can sit yourself up on the couch, I'm going to apologise for this. I'm going to try and make you dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
But this actually may be a good treatment for this type of dizziness for you. I want you to bring your legs up, so your legs up on the couch, and you're going to look straight across the computer screen over there. This is a test called the Hallpike test. It tests whether you're dizzy with head movements. And you've already mentioned that certain movements seem to bring this vertigo on. All right. Usually when you get that sensation of movement and the vertigo, how long does it last for?
I normally just lie down.
And it goes away straight away?
It goes away.
Fine. Is there a particular direction in which you turn that brings it on?
It was like going that way.
Particularly to the right-hand side. So you can look towards me, and then I'm going to lie you back. And that'll probably make you dizzy. All right. Lie back onto the pillow. So I'm just inclining your head down a little bit. And you look at my finger here. Feel a bit dizzy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can see your eyes flickering a little bit, so you are giddy with that. And that's a typical problem with your balance organs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Almost certainly you've got a condition called benign positional vertigo. And what we're going to do is now a treatment that will usually substantially improve your symptoms and may cure it even without tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Vertigo is settling now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's improving, okay, which is good news. So you've got crystals in your balance organs, which when you move your head in a certain position, they make you feel as if you're moving when you're not moving.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to try and empty them out for you. All right. So that's the first part of what we call the Epley manoeuvre. So the Epley manoeuvre is a treatment for benign positional vertigo. And benign positional vertigo is a harmless condition with crystals in the balance organs that are in the wrong place. We're just going to try and empty them out. That's the first part. So second part, you're now going to turn your head towards my finger on the other side of the bed. You can look at this up on the internet. YouTube has a great video for doing the Epley manoeuvre if you want to be able to do it yourself. All right. That's the second manoeuvre. Any giddiness with that?
No.
Great. Okay. We'll keep you in that position for at least 30 seconds. No giddiness during that time. Now I'd like you to turn your body so your whole body's facing that wall there. And you're going to look up towards my fingers. So my finger's up at the end wall. So look up here. Perfect. Keep that position for about 30 seconds at least. Any giddiness with that?
No.
Okay, so the next maneuver, you're going to sit up, keep your legs down the couch, but I want you to be looking at the wall to your left-hand side. So sit forward and look at that wall. Now, is that making you a bit giddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay with it. Let me know when that giddiness improves. Improving?
No, it's not going.
Both have to be a bit more patient. Starting to get a bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. All right. That's the fourth position of the Epley manoeuvre. Settled completely?
Yeah.
Now I want you to look straight in front of you. Then down into your lap. So that's the final manoeuvre of the Epley manoeuvre. That's the last thing. I'm going to keep you in that position for about 30 seconds. Feeling comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
No giddiness now?
Yeah.
Right. Now when you're comfortable, you may be a bit unsteady having done that. I'd like you then to come and sit back down with me and we'll have a further chat about it.
Right.
Great. Take care as you go back and take your seat again. Do you drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's no particular reason why you can't drive with this condition, and it may well be that you feel a lot better having done that. But if you're driving and you feel that vertigo, I'd like you to put your head back to where you were looking at before it came on, and it'll settle really quickly, all right? So it's really important that if you've got ongoing vertigo that doesn't settle as soon as you look back in the same direction, that you just stop the car, right? It's not going to happen. This only happens with head movements. It doesn't happen with eye movements. So you want to look where you're going with your eyes. That's a safe manoeuvre. But actually, we'll probably find that having done this manoeuvre, that you're feeling an awful lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel a bit unsteady having just done it, but usually we'll find 70% of people will actually find either this has cured the problem or substantially improved it, and you'll usually get away without taking any tablets at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're going to talk to Neil about this when you get home, aren't you, I guess?
Yeah.
So what you're going to tell him is the problem with your balance.
The crystals inside my ear.
Yeah, okay. So it's a problem called benign positional vertigo. Do you want to read anything more about this condition?
Yeah, I would do, okay. Yeah.
So have you got the internet?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I give you a website called patient.co.uk, and you look up benign positional vertigo, it'll tell you a little bit more about this condition.
Mm-hmm.
It can come back again. It usually only causes vertigo that lasts for less than a minute when you move your head. So it's the head movements that trigger it. Don't know why it happens. Might be linked with colds, but we really don't know what happens, why it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, we can do that treatment, or you can do that treatment. Usually it sorts the problem out.
Yeah.
And usually I don't need to give you things to sedate your balance organs, which are the tablets that you took last time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had it before, it got better, and it then stayed off for a long, long time. If you're finding that you're getting changing in your hearing, so deafness and buzzing in your ear, and persistent vertigo, those might suggest you've not got benign positional vertigo, in which case we probably ought to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any questions?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And usually I won't need to see you again about this condition, but I'm happy to do so urgently if you need to repeat that manoeuvre, but you can learn it from YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. But this website will tell you a little bit more about what the condition involves. So no particular reason for not driving. So benign position of vertigo. Great, nice to catch up with you again.
Thank you.
I'm making an appointment on your way out to come back and see my smoking desk when you're ready.
I will do, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no